I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show, 9:09 Tuesday morning. And here we go. Your first chance today to win your way into the One Republic show with James Arthur and Fitz and the Tantrums. They're going to be doing two shows, actually. One at the Shoreline on the 26th and one in Concord on the 27th, both in August. And you'll win one of those tickets right now. Pair of them. If you're calling number 97, we're doing this all day on the hour, about 9:05 to 4:05. Calling number 97 wins. So call now and get yourself in on these tickets. 800-400-3697.
That number is also where you can send us texts. We collect these throughout the morning, and this is where we get caught up on your comments. 415 says, so you sing the Jane song without music, like in the podcast. I thought I was missing out. LOL.
Oh, no. Maybe.
Nice how the music just takes you.
Sometimes we get going. It's hard to stop.
925, ha ha ha. Are you guys done being weird or what? Ha 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 ha.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't see an end in sight on that one.
I don't either. 415 says, Sarah's girls are free range today. I'll bet the Looking Glass is killing the web servers. What, yeah, but then she put the jacket back on just now.
Who could even tell that? My boobs are always below the counter.
What are you talking about?
Who said something about them being free range?
415 said it, and I was well aware. You come walking in, put the jacket on. I'm like, what are you doing? You're ruining everything. Why are you ruining everything?
I always think no one notices. I was reading more about the Free the Nipple campaign.
Yeah.
It's a great campaign.
I really do love just not having anything on me.
Yeah, do it.
You do?
It's all good.
I do. It's nice. Kind of wiggle around. In
yeah.
There. I'll keep the jacket on. It's fine.
It's great. The little sweet Diet Dr. Pepper ads remind me of Prince.
Oh.
It says in the beginning of every ad, portrayed by Justin Guarini.
Oh, it does?
I don't know.
It says that?
On TV or on YouTube? Because I don't see it on the television
version.
Yeah,
I've never seen it on the TV, but maybe I wasn't looking at the beginning of the commercial.
Well, I am.
Yeah.
I actually watch all that stuff. I've never seen it say who stars in the commercial.
Right. We didn't look at the credits. That's pretty funny, though. I'm glad he's working.
Yeah.
I like when people get work.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's really difficult to get sort of wicked exposure and notoriety and then not be able to find work afterward. Because you got to work. You have to make money. So then you have to work someplace where every single day people come in and go, oh, you're that guy. And you're
exactly.
Well, it's not as bad for him as it is some of these actors who are huge. I mean, really big. And then they become nothing. What is that? Screech Kid was
Dustin Diamond.
He was a big star, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be hard for him to pull a regular job, you know? So instead he has garage sales and
prints up. Does bets for $25.
I'm a teacher in Oakland. We're going to use the eclipse as a learning opportunity and providing glasses to all the students and teachers, says 509.
Remind all your kids to vote at soarwithreading.com.
650 says, Bonnie, Scotts Valley School District is supplying all the students with solar eclipse glasses. That's great.
It is.
I love my hometown.
Hey, it's a, you know, it's a couple times in a lifetime experience.
Can I get a shout out to my sister, Natalie Espinoza? She started contracting and will soon give birth to another Alice listener.
All right. The next generation. Raise them up.
Go, Natalie. And whatever your kid's name is. Human.
Oh, yeah. Name your kid Human. It's a good name. What are you naming your kid again, Brim?
Human.
Good name.
Mina, the little girl. Did you talk to your wife ish yesterday about whether or not
I talk to her every day.
What else we can and can't say about the name?
Yeah, we don't really have anything right now to share. Except for
Human.
Not even the nickname that you call the bump?
Let's call her Human.
Yeah. That's what I'm calling her.
Then everyone will be confused.
Yeah, it'll be fine. It's all good. Listening to the last 30, I feel for you, Sarah. I'm dropping off my second kid to San Jose State this weekend. Try not to cry.
I didn't cry until I was out of his sight, which I think was for the best.
Yeah.
He's already hitting you up, though. Mom, I can't find my stuff.
I know. I was determined to not text him or call him for the next few days, which is hard for me because normally I know every detail of his life and we talk constantly. And then, but then he wrote me looking for sunscreen.
I can't find my sunscreen. Oh, I found it. Never mind.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's good news, everyone. I got contacted.
He
I
still
been cut
needs
out of his
you,
life.
Sarah.
He still needs me for now. Oh, keep it coming, kid. I miss you already.
510 is just trying to turn the crank, but I'll read it anyway just because.
All right.
Seattle Seahawks player Barnett coming out with a book called How to Make White People Uncomfortable. Is he a racist?
Well, I mean, that doesn't count in the pro column.
No, but that's not in the... So if my kid's school starts reading the book, assigns that to all the kids,
right,
then you've got an issue because that's a public forum,
right,
where people have to read this
dude's
book. But
you don't have to buy this guy's book.
Right.
And he's allowed to say whatever he thinks.
If you believe he's a racist and you're not into it, don't buy the book.
Right.
That's the way you handle that. Burning Man always falls over Labor Day, everyone.
I guess I just didn't notice last year because I wasn't planning on a party.
You guys really must send a member of your crew out to burn.
No.
We're really not as big a crew as it may seem like.
Yeah. We all need to be here.
Yeah.
But Hooman, if you want to go.
That's actually who they suggest. You need to send a member of your crew out to Burning Man. It's Hooman transformative. Hooman should make a cell phone documentary.
Oh, Hooman. You should do that. Although, I got to say, of all of us, like, Hooman, it might be wasted on Hooman. Like, I don't think Hooman would... You know, actually, you shouldn't go. I mean, you're recovering addict, so you wouldn't want to go. Like, that would be a horrible place for you to be.
I won't go to that, but I've done LSD and had a great time. I don't want to advertise it as something you should try, but I've definitely done it and you know, ran around in nature like a lunatic. And
so we've ruled out you, and we're going to rule out Hooman because he also would waste.
You can rule
me
out.
Oh, why? I was going to say me, you, and Brent. We could all three of us could go.
Yeah.
That sounds like
we'll
a plan.
Watch each other.
No bras, LSD. Come on.
All right. Let's do it, Yuzi.
Lock me in the camper at night, though.
No, nighttime's when it all happens.
Oh, it is?
I don't know.
Oh. Seems like it just keeps going.
Yeah,
and going,
I mean,
and
pretty
going.
Much whenever you're awake, you can be partying. Yeah.
Just wanted to thank you for the racist vacation and vaginal dangling charms. My mom passed away in April from brain cancer, and today would have been her 63rd birthday. Aww. Thanks for putting a smile on my face. OFOC.
Sorry for your loss. That sucks.
Yeah.
God, it's the hardest thing in life.
What is? Dying?
The death part.
Yeah.
It's the hard part.
What did Davos say? Davos? Donos?
Oh.
About the only thing that bleeps you over is time.
Right. Oh, my God. That was actually really funny. And then Beric Dondarrion said, the only enemy is death. You're fighting it your whole life. That's your enemy.
Just voted 20 times for the books. And it does ask if you're not a robot by selecting image after 15 votes. Go SF. 510 says sleep sex is a side effect of to Ambien. Sleep sex is a side effect.
So you're asleep, but you're having sex,
or are you just all groggy and high?
So you want your person to take the stuff if they're not giving you?
Maybe we should start giving that as advice on the Secret Show.
No,
a lot of people write in about the sex they're not getting. That's a running theme. I just went through all. I spent the last 2 days going through every. I had a fat, fat stack of bad advices, and I went through the whole folder and threw out all the old ones and the ones that, you know, clearly that wedding happened 2 years ago. Like, I had some really old ones in there because we can't get to everything. So I have it winnowed down. It's at cruising speed now. We're going to do a secret show today. Yeah. We'll have a couple good bad advices in there. If you ever have any kind of problem, like people do write to us about their sexual problems, but also about a problem they're having at school or with a coworker, or, you know, something that's gone wrong at the house.
Right.
Any question, no matter how big or small, you want your friends to bat it around for you, write it to us. Bad advice in the subject line, and we'll find it.
408 says, two of those medications are for sleeping, with exclamation marks. Listen, I don't know Tiger Woods. I do know addiction a little bit. I think that guy's got a drug problem.
Yeah.
You know, he wasn't caught in bed.
No.
With those five drugs in his system.
Two of which were sleep drugs.
He was caught driving around in his Mercedes, crashing into crap, and passed out at a stoplight. Mm-hmm. So.
I wonder if he... take
some
sleep,
like,
driving.
Oh,
got in his car.
You know, the bottom line for Tiger Woods is, you're a rich dude. Like, sell all your cars and get a driving service, and then you can't sleep drive.
Or actually get the help necessary to get off the drugs,
right,
and do what you need to get some sleep. Whether that's close the Facebook or whatever, whatever it is. I mean, he doesn't ever have to work again a day in his life, so he can't be grinding on the busy day ahead.
I wonder if he grinds on, you know,
not his, being number
his
one.
Ex, what? Oh, maybe. I mean, who knows what he grinds on? I was wondering if, like, sometimes people medicate, self-medicate, over-medicate, become addicts because they're so ashamed of things that they've done in their lives, or they're...
Sure, I'd agree with that. Absolutely. When I got sober, the hardest thing was coming out of your skin trying to deal with the stuff you did wrong. You got to sit through that, though.
Right.
Until you get to a point where you realize that's just part of your new reality, is you got to deal with it.
And then there's no sleeping because there you are grinding on it.
Well,
you know how much Tiger Woods is worth?
$212 million.
$350
million. Oh. $800 million.
800? Oh.
Vinny Brent's the closest. 740 million.
Jesus. Is he really?
He was once a billionaire, wasn't he?
No, he was. I think he was going to be the first billionaire athlete and didn't make it.
You know, he's not an old man. He could get his S together. I mean,
he can get his.
How old is he?
Yeah, he's in his 40s.
His back problems, I don't think, will ever allow him to get back on the golf course the way he once was.
Right.
And there's a new crop of good golfers, so I don't think that's ever coming back. But he could get he could live a very good life.
Oh,
he could
should
live
be living
the
a very
yacht
good,
life.
Right?
You know that I'm gonna just take the yacht out for a month and see what happens.
Right.
And then I'll go spend winter in Italy, or wherever you go.
Wherever I feel like going.
The Amalfi Coast.
I wonder if it ever gets boring being someone who can do anything they want to do.
No, it doesn't.
You don't think?
Absolutely not.
Mm. But I wonder if that's why sometimes billionaires just keep on working, like they need new challenges. Because if money was truly no object and you could go anywhere and do anything, you don't think you'd get
over
it? No, I
think the answer to that is, we've talked about this before, I think the answer is the people who have worked that hard to build themselves up like that work.
Right.
So that's their thing. Just like these actors who have, they've done it all. You don't need to surgerize your face for a role. Mm-hmm. Like, you're good.
You've
made all the money.
People.
But
they
don't want to not work. They want to do these roles. That's what the thing that, to me, I would go surfing. No
I think
problem.
It would be so depressing to have $750 million in the bank and to have blown up your family and not have people around you that you trust and love. Like, once you've got $750 million, like, you have to suspect everyone that comes into your life as a potential, like, money grubber. Like,
I don't know, though. It seemed like that lady, who's that, Lindsay Vonn, that she's an Olympic skier. She's had tons of success of her own. They were together for a couple years. He had a good shot at another chance. I don't know what he did. Probably the Ambien nonsense.
Maybe.
And then
she was like, I can't take it.
Else after that.
He just broke up with her, though, supposedly. I think
I can't
that
remember
was
who it was, though.
People were saying that's the first we heard of this girl you're breaking up with.
I mean, we only hear this as it pops up, and he's got a good life, man. There's plenty of addicts out there out on the street right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, he'll never be on the street.
He's got it. He's got all of the opportunities.
I just think it's so sad that he's got all of that, and yet he has to struggle with this, and that he, you know, with all that money, he can't find someone to just donate a new spine or something. You know? Like, it's too bad.
I melt every time my kids call me mom.
Mom.
Preach, Sarah, says 510.
Oh, God, I get so shrill.
Big mistake, parents. You are the adult in their lives. This is about the moms that want to be called by their first name because being called mom makes them feel old.
Boo-hoo for you. You had kids. You are old. Now, deal with it. Turn out productive adults.
Sarah's right. My sister tried to be more of a friend, and now my nephew is 16, and she's trying to incorporate discipline, and he doesn't take her seriously. If you don't want to be called mom, don't have kids.
Mm. Oh, that's a good one.
Simple. The use of mom and dad equals respect.
I actually expected to get some crap for that rant.
No, I don't think there was one.
I'm all for firing those racist buttheads, but is it legal? Mm. Well, I
wondered that too.
In some cases, maybe not. Maybe there are certain places, but if you are someone who has an employee, for example, if any one of us got caught, we're a representative of the station. Yeah. We'd be fired.
There's a
moral and ethics situation we're up against where they could say, we can't have you out there doing that.
Well, there's also an argument that we don't want stupid people working here because you were stupid enough to be photographed a million times carrying a Nazi flag.
And
that's
a bat.
That's, you're too stupid to work here. Sorry.
916 says, Human, no one is excited to see the fight. We already know what's going to happen.
What's going to happen?
Well, Mayweather's going
to
win.
I'm excited to see it. It's going to be fun.
People are predicting a knockout.
Who is?
I was reading the thing this morning where Justin Bieber was saying, I don't think it'll be a knockout. And I thought, what does Justin Bieber know? But he was in his crew, right?
Yeah.
The problem with...
Let's see if I can find it.
It's important.
Conor McGregor is, he's just not fighting his game. He's fighting someone else's game, and he's been trying to learn it in the months leading up to this fight. You can't learn it that fast.
Let's see. Mayweather told the media last week he's gunning to finish the UFC star long before the 12th round when they clash on August 26th. It just doesn't name anybody. Tons of boxing experts are also predicting a knockout. Justin Bieber says... he doesn't think he'll knock him out, but he picks Floyd to get the win.
Well, in an effort to sell the fight, you hear all kinds of opinions. Conor McGregor, Mayweather won't know what to do because Conor McGregor's never boxed, so he could catch him off guard. That's ridiculous. They're both boxing.
Yeah.
By boxing's rules. But, you know.
When is that fight again? Next weekend?
26th.
26th.
I understand that people want a good party and the fight to go be exciting.
Sure.
Oh, Sarah, rough day today. Depressing news followed by bad parenting followed by vajayjay jewelry.
Yeah, that was a depressing news break for me.
It's actually some of your best work.
Oh, yes.
Between that and the bralessness, we've been on fire
my
today.
God. I can't believe you noticed. I swear to God, I feel like I hide it so well.
Really?
Really. I even walked out of here a couple times and sort of like made sure you were looking down when I left.
No, I saw. They were pointing right at me.
I can't believe you can see them.
Said they're pointing at me. What do you mean?
You're looking down, you were reading. I just assumed you weren't looking at my... breasts. I guess they're just so fabulous. How could you look anywhere else? I guess I'm just kidding myself.
Right. What?
There's I don't know if this is true, but there's a ringside tickets for the McGregor fight for $164,000 each.
I bet you that's true.
Probably. Remember Mr. Mercedes? His mom was friends with him. His mom was more than friends with him. There was a whole creepy thing going on.
What kind of stuff?
Yeah.
That's not a good example.
Right. Maybe they're just trying to be funny.
Okay.
Yeah, because that kid didn't turn out well, and his mom was way more than friends. They were more than friends.
Yeah, that was disgusting, actually.
It was. So my brother was telling me that Mr. Mercedes series is on right now, and it's on regular TV.
Regular? So I can watch it.
It's on the Audience Network?
Yeah, I just don't know where that is.
Yeah. But I'm sure you can just tell your talkie remote.
True.
And it'll pull it right up. But he said it's on. It's ongoing. He's been watching
last night. I had to get caught up on Ray Donovan. Tonight, what is tonight? Oh, tonight's free.
Yeah.
No Big Brother.
Free.
to watch what I
You guys
want to
hear about soarwithreading.com?
Yes, soarwithreading.com. This is a way you can, and that's the address. It takes you right to the voting. Vote for San Francisco so we can get 100,000 books.
And you can vote over and over and over again. When we started this morning, we were at 3%, but now we are at 13.5%.
Yeah! All right.
In third place. To get in second, we got to get to 35%, so we got a ways to go.
So we must have taken the two leaders down, though, somewhat. What are they at?
So right now, number one is Boston, two is New York, three is San Francisco, four is Los Angeles.
What are their percentages?
Boston has 41%. New York has 35%.
Oh, yeah, we're taking them down. Every point we go up, they go down.
That's exactly right.
I like it. SoarWithReading.com takes you right to the voting.
And vote over and over and over again for San Francisco. I've voted for San Francisco 100 times so far.
You're amazing. Thank you. And that is the end of this break. We'll be right back to say goodbye. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Thank you so much for joining us today. Did you think we did a good job today, Yuzette?
I absolutely did,
oh,
Sarah.
Wonderful.
It was fantastic. Wonderful Tuesday.
That feels good.
Pat.
Thanks. We're going to go do a secret show. That's a podcast we do in addition to this show.
You got some doozies today?
Yeah, I actually sorted through all the my whole file of... bad advice email. So you can send those anytime to Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com. Sarah with an H, Vinny with an IE.
Do you remember the secret show phone number?
Is it
985-1086-1085.
415-986-1085. People are asking. I'm like, oh my God, I totally forgot. It's been so long.
I know, we'll never give it out.
The people who call in are probably repeats that just sit there online.
Sure.
So
yeah.
We do need to
freshen
get that
it up
number
a little
out
bit.
More often.
Yeah. Right. It's true. Plus, we should, you know, once in a while, we take a live bad advice on there, which is kind of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. For a while, we were asking people, do you want to just listen or do you have a bad advice?
Right.
And then it was like the same people every single day. And we just thought, well, that doesn't
sound
too good.
Maybe I'll clear the lines.
Clear the lines every 5 minutes and let them load back up. anyway, you'll find that around noon at RadioAlice.com or wherever podcasts are sold. Have a great day, and we will see you tomorrow.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.